Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. And we've got Larry on his phone down there in the Southland. Hi, Larry.
Hey, Stuart.
I want to begin with something that adds to the 9/11 mystery that's upcoming here. Revelation 9/11. King James Version is, and they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue hath his name Apollyon. Now Apollyon is, of course, the destroyer. So why is this verse 9:11? And here's something about sudden destruction. For yourselves know, this is 1 Thessalonians 5:2 through 4. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child. They shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief. In other words, you should be awake and you should be watching what's going on around you. Now, 9/11 in 2001, when the Twin Towers fell, was sudden destruction. It came out of the blue. There was no warning whatsoever. So what was it a warning about? Because we now know that obviously it was sort of a warning. And now let's get into another football game that a person brought to the fore. The Los Angeles Chargers versus the Raiders. And guess what? They're going to play it on 9/11. 2022. Now you might say, well, so what? So that's, you know, we have the Titans versus the Giants. What's so great about the Raiders? Well, if you look at their logo, the Raiders logo is black and white. And that should tell you something. And it has one eye. The all-seeing eye, the Masonic all-seeing eye logo of the New World Order, which they're calling now the Great Reset, same thing. And what's interesting is the UN, the World Economic Forum, and all the others that are the rich men of the earth, as you will find in Psalm 2, are all gathering together to raid the planet and all the people upon it. Los Angeles Chargers has a lightning bolt logo. Remember, I beheld Satan as lightning. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. So why would a lightning bolt be there with the Los Angeles Chargers on their home opener on September 11th, 2022? Appears to be a total confirmation, perhaps, to have these two football games on the same day with all of this occult symbology in their logos. And, of course, we have the Titans versus the Giants on 9/11 as well. So the question is the Lord warning us of a coming event of sudden destruction that will change everything? So 11 days from now, we will find out if this is all just another sign, or is it a coming event of some type. So anyway, just kind of a good question. What do you think, Larry?
Well, I guess we're going to have 11 days to wait.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting. It may be a total nothing burger, and absolutely nothing happens, and we sail right on through. Or it could be signaling some type of a false flag event, maybe on the 12th, not the 11th. Who knows what these guys got in mind. The girls and boys of the New World Order have got to create something very big, very nasty, that kills a lot of people to have the effect that they want and have the American people capitulate and to bring in, you know, who knows what it is, invasion, false flag, nuclear false flag. We don't really know what it could be. Maybe nothing. And, of course, then we have Rosh Hashanah coming up. And every time the High Holy Days approach, we have a huge housing bust and usually severe economic problems developing. So this will be very, very interesting. Where do you want to start, Larry?
Well, I was looking at some Rothman, some of his codes, and watching today, and at the same time, some more stuff's coming out of Hal Turner, who, by the way, after he posted that covert intelligence a couple of days ago, they seized his money, and so I don't know if he's going to have a show or not. You know, they said there. You know, he has once a month. He has it's kind of like a rally of people for about 3 days there, send him a little money, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this time they claimed it looked like a surge of financial movement, and so they just seized it all. So, you know, they do what they want to do. Pretty hard to beat the people that's got all of the when you've got all the government on your side, it's hard to play on any kind of level playing field. So we're all in a disadvantage. But
yes.
Oddly enough, I was looking, and your friend, Obama, Barry
buddy.
Rothman did an Barry Rothman did an updated code on August the 29th. Kind of interesting. He started out, he said, interstellar war now appears to be woven into NASA and Space Force flags. The new flags that they've got out, you know, involving Alpha Draconis, Pleiades,
mm-hmm.
and Orion. But as he was looking at that, he also went ahead and ran a quick code, and guess what popped up on the code? Your old friend from, an experience you had, and this is the wording. What's the odds this wording would pop up? It's number one, Obama is reptilian. A Torah code embedded in the Torah, it just pops up when Barry's running some stuff and says Obama is reptilian, president, and UFO. What do you think?
Well, that is interesting because my good friend Obama also, when the Lord said he saw him come from as lightning fall, there have been a lot of people that went into the actual words that he used, and it's Barack Hussein Obama, basically, that he saw fall. And, you know, a lot of people just rolling their eyes right now and laughing at our tinfoil hats, but I got a feeling that all this laughter, all this mocking is going to cease abruptly and very soon, especially very soon on the Lord's timetable, not necessarily ours, but I do have a feeling that we're getting all of these signs, all of these warnings from the Lord over and over and over again. And the people are just walking along like whistling, like in the dark, and not paying any attention to what's going on all around them. and they are going to be hit with sudden destruction, and it's going to come upon them. And the question you have to ask is simple. How does this sudden destruction come upon them, but not upon the true Christians? And that's something everybody should ponder. Are they just hidden away so it doesn't affect them? Or are they taken out of here so it doesn't affect them? Also, remember when we were talking about the Titans versus the Giants, is that sort of like the old men of renown? Are they going to be coming back? Getting back to Obama, doesn't surprise me at all that he's getting reptilian out of it. David Icke has done a lot of work. Now, he is a New Age ascensionist type individual. There is no no straight gate, no narrow way, no cross, no nothing on what he says. But he's a very, very smart guy who's been warning about a lot of this that's coming down and how the people basically are totally ignorant of what's going on around them and don't seem to want to know. I just posted a blog. I think the last time I looked, there were like 18 views. It was called Peter, Do You Love Me? The entire essence of the scriptures is tied up in that conversation that Christ had with Peter, where Christ asked Peter three times, Do you love me? If you don't do a word study, you have no idea of what is really being said there. It proves out everything I've warned the people about for the last almost 30-something years now. And people are ignoring it. And the number of views is 18 proves to me they are ignoring it. They don't want to hear it. Just exactly as prophecy has said would happen. They will not hear it. They have turned their ears away from the truth. They don't want to hear the truth. They cannot stand it. It's like that movie, A Few Good Men, where this commander of Guantanamo, I guess, basically Cuba, is in the witness chair, and Tom Cruise is pressing him as a JAG officer. And he finally gets so mad, he says, you can't handle the truth. Absolutely right. That's exactly what the Bible warns all of you listening about. Can you really handle the truth? Good question. Because we are coming up on a time when the truth is going to be thrown into our faces where you cannot ignore it anymore. How do you ignore pounding on the door at 3 a.m. being dragged to a FEMA camp? How do you ignore it? Well, the answer is you can't. And we get emails from time to time, well, what are we supposed to do? There's nothing you can do at this point. When Joe McCarthy, many years ago, went after the communists, the American people wouldn't put up with it. He was telling the people the actual truth of the matter. Yes, there was some collateral damage. But had McCarthy wiped out the communists at that point in time, you wouldn't have communist Biden, comrade Biden, warning the American people, yeah, you just go ahead and try to revolt and see what happens to you. Do you have an F-15? The guy's an idiot. He's a communist. The American people don't even realize right now they are under a communist dictatorship. And so when Biden says something like that, do you think he's kidding you? Of course he isn't. He'll turn the entire military, those that go along with it, against the American people. He doesn't care. And if that doesn't work, he'll bring in the UN. So here we go. Anyway, Larry, that is fascinating. And if Obama is who Perry has now found out. That kind of goes along with the scripture. Because
I was considering a couple of things that he had also researched, and one of them, if you'll remember, and I'm not gonna read it, but he ran a Torah code involving the Ukraine and Russia and nuclear war, and he said that very strange Torah code seemed to indicate that a stalled military move, or in other words, operation, could be a threat to bring nuclear war. And what have we watched? We have done nothing but continually watched NATO and Russia, butt heads in Ukraine, and it is stalled. Right now it's very stalled. As a matter of fact, you mentioned what kind of a crisis. Well, I posted on my blog today that I showed a video, not a video, a photograph. There's a video involved, too, on Hal Turner's site. But the UN has arrived. The IAEA are there now at the world's largest nuclear power plant to look at some of the damage from the artillery fire and try to assess who's really firing on this plant. They've got, Ukraine says Russia is, Russia says Ukraine is. And basically, since it's in Russian hands, I can't see why Russia would fire on it particularly. However, that's one scenario. And recently, there was a false flag that might be tied to that nuclear plant. So we've got to watch that. But then at the same time, if you'll remember, Barry Brofman did a Torah code on China spits on Pelosi. And talks about Pelosi and China spit in her face from the service of the war, and said Pelosi is encoded with trickery, Pelosi is encoded with disrespect, Pelosi is encoded with bluffing involving China, but Pelosi is also encoded in a skip with war. Now, what has happened since Pelosi's trip? They've set two more trips over there in China's space. Well, today, and there's just a brand new covert intelligence report came out, China-Taiwan, and it says China sent a military drone into Taiwan airspace, and Taiwan Defense fired warning shots at it, and says that Hal's basically saying this signals China is now ready to invade Taiwan. All pieces of the puzzle are in place in Asia for the official outbreak of hostilities. If it's so serious, they're never near China's military, and persons in the know are now requesting Biden to declare DEFCON 2. In other words, we could be at war with China in Taiwan in just a few days. Now, I did find on Yahoo they had a post that verified what Turner had put up, except they say that they fired on the drone. They didn't just, warning shots. They fired on it, and now China's saying that it's time for the invasion. So we're looking at all of that. So we've got a scenario here, Stuart, where Russia has basically begun a new operation with Ukraine. Ukraine is presently in what they call a counteroffensive military movement against Russia, which even seems to be tying into Kherson and also Crimea. And now at the same time, you've got the scenario with China and Taiwan. Now here's what's interesting, and this is my question, Stuart. Hal Turner kind of went out on a limb the other day, and he kind of gave us the first for about a three-week period going up into September troubles. But he also said something very interesting. He said there was a lot of inside information about September the 22nd. And so nobody knows what that means. I mean, it's just intel talk. But what do you think? Are we looking down the barrel of a gun, basically?
I think we are, yeah. There's too many things coming in on this 9/11 as possibly a warning or a sign, we could say, of future trouble, because all of the economic problems usually occur, and that includes war, because that's what nations do when their economy starts to go, they go to war. And the economies always seem to run into the Schmitter year, and there's a big shakeup in the economy. Now, some are calling for a crash, no different than 1929. Now, the American people are already strapped. I mean, they really are. A lot of parents, I was reading an article not too long ago, are down to one meal a day just so that they can feed the kids. People that do all the food giveaways all over the nation are having all kinds of trouble because of the sudden surge of people who cannot afford to buy. And I also saw some articles about, food, rent, mortgage problems. They can't pay the rent. They can't pay the mortgage. They said over 3 million people are going to be evicted in the next couple of months. Well, we're getting into winter, and it's supposed to be a very severe winter. Now, the people on the south probably won't notice it as much as we would up here, where it's, you can have temperatures 30 below zero. Imagine now that you're homeless, and where are you going to get food? These guys, these rich men of the earth, are satanically killing everybody. The jab is a good example of mass serial first-degree murder. Are any of them swinging from a rope? Are any of them even being investigated? Of course not. They're getting away with murdering millions of people over probably, as Sherry Tenpenny says, probably over the next 3-4 years, you'll see a massive die-off of people, all because of the jab. And they don't call it that, of course. Oh, they're just dying from COVID. They're dying from this. They're dying from that. No, they aren't. They're dying from the jab. Scientists who have investigated this are telling you. They've been warning you right along. Do not take this jab. Do not, under any circumstances, Tenpenny says, any vaccine of any kind whatever. These madmen are bent on destroying humanity and killing off as many as they can. That's why the Georgia Guidestones was blown up. These rich people consider themselves what they call themselves gentlemen. And what that means is they warn you about what they're going to do, and then they do it. Well, the Georgia Guidestones were there to tell everyone what they were going to do, which was to call humanity to kill off at least 7 billion, if not more, people. Now, I don't know why in the world Georgia would be so proud of something about killing off 7 billion people, but the state of Georgia really thought that was a wonderful thing to have that there. Why did they blow it up? Why did they destroy it? I don't buy this stuff. It was brought down by lightning at all. This was done by the occult because they were now going, they've already announced what they're going to do. Now they're going to do it. And the American people sit back, twiddling their thumbs. When's the next baseball game, honey? When's the next football game? Are the brats ready to eat? Are the hamburgers and cheeseburgers ready? This is all they have on their mind. That's why Jesus Christ is going to destroy the United States of America, including global deep state, deep state, and all of these people. They're going to be destroyed. They don't believe the Bible. They would if they did what Jesus Christ commanded them to do. They'd know it was true. But they laugh at it. And so Jesus says, okay, well, okay. I gave you the option. You can save your soul, or you can forget saving your soul and go to hell. That's your choice, free will. That's what he said. They have chosen Satan as their boss, and they're going to bow down and lick his boots, just like when the arrival occurs. The Bible is very, very clear. Satan and his angels arrive, and the people of the world bow down. Basically, the wording means to lick the boot. They're going to bow down to Satan and lick his boots like a dumb dog. Wow. That's how smart Americans are, and that's how smart the people of the world are. But there's nothing you can do about it except get ready for it, because it's coming, and it's coming very rapidly. What do you think about this deal with Biden?
Which deal?
Well, he's made a number of them, but Biden warns brave right-wing Americans, if you want to fight against the country, you need an F-15.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I read that. Matter of fact, I posted it today also, but he's done a number of things today. He's really threatened the conservatives and patriots and anybody that loves America. You're a threat now, and clearly he said that he would use F-15s against the American people that might be carrying AR-15s. So there you are. And at the same time, if you go to Breitbart.com, he's got a brand new one up where he has now threatened the conservatives that he will, it doesn't sound a martial law, but it would probably have to be, that he would, mm-hmm. though, his comment said, that he would use the U.S. military to round up these conservatives and put them away. And he can only do that in martial law. So really, he is dropping a lot of hints. And there is a lot of stirring in the intelligence background, and even on Getter and a few other things, that Biden is being really pushed right now to start a civil war. They are not, well, they think they might even win the November election, but they're not taking a chance. They're wanting to go to a civil war. I believe they're wanting to either start a war outside the country or start a war inside the country and then outside the country, and they're going to avoid any more elections. They're going to keep power, but you'll never vote again. So there we are, Stuart. That's what I think.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think they are on the move. And just listen to the wording. And for those brave right-wing Americans who say it's all about keeping Americans independent and safe, you want to fight against the country? Oh, I didn't realize that the vast majority of the country doesn't want America independent and doesn't want them to be safe. And if you are, well, here's what he's saying. I'm a communist. The communists are in control. And so you have lost, and you will be fighting against the country and against our communist military. The military has sold out. Really, they have sold out. There are those who are going to just quit and walk away to protect their families. I don't think it's going to go down quite the way they think it will. I make the same statement I said before. Let them come to you. Don't go out in the streets and riot. That's what they want. Make them come to you. Everything they're doing is lawless. They have no legitimate right to round up peaceful Americans. We know that there are probably, I don't know how many million arrest warrants in FEMA computers. And they will press the button and those warrants will come out, and then they will go out and round up these people. They have no right to round you up. You all know whether you've done something criminal or not. If you have not, and they come, they're no different than a criminal breaking into your house. And you have every right to defend your family, defend your home. That's why I say, let them come to you. And that's where the real rubber will hit the road. You know, it's almost impossible to fight guerrilla warfare for a big state to fight it. And I believe that all goes into this. When this begins to start, governors are going to have to decide, are we in the union or are we leaving the union? I believe many governors are going to leave the union, and the United States will no longer be. It will be a whole group of states and other groups of state. You want to be a communist? Stay in a communist state. Good example is Minnesota. It's communist now, totally. They're out of control. People care? No. No, they don't. Well, okay, if you don't care, fine. It's kind of like what Jesus said. You don't care? That's fine with me. It's free will choice. You can go to hell. There's no law against you not going to hell. That's your free choice. You can either do what I told you or you can leave and go to the other place. Bobby Dylan in a song said, yeah, you got to serve somebody. Might be the devil, might be the Lord, but you're going to serve somebody. Very true. Anyway, it's just when you got a president like Biden threatening the American people, you got a problem on your hands. But do you see anybody waking up yet, Larry?
Oh, no, I don't see anybody waking up. And as a matter of fact, Stuart, I don't see anybody complaining. Not particularly. There's individuals out there like Steve Bannon, and there's some heroes. But most of those are under indictment. Do you know they're political prisoners of the system now? Yes. And even Steve Bannon's already been convicted of a stupid misdemeanor that probably is illegal that they even took him to court over. But Biden, I mean, you know, him and his illegal agencies, all of them, all of Washington, D.C. is basically running rogue and illegal now. It's a communist country. And Stuart, as you said, and I've tried to share to people and tell them and give them pointers that If when you wind up, when this breakup begins to happen, and it's going to come, Anton Johansson many years ago was told by Jesus this is coming. Now it's right in our face, basically, and some states are already making preparations to do it. They're not stupid, but most people, and I've told people, if you want to live in a blue state and the Democrats rule that state and it's gone communist, if you think you're going to be able to be happy there as a Christian or a conservative or a patriot or anybody else other than what a communist is, you're really very, very wrong. You're very, very wrong. But I can't make you do anything about it. You know, and there's going to come a day they're not going to let you leave. That's what people don't understand where this is going. If you're in the wrong state, you won't even be allowed to leave. And by the way, for people that don't know anything about civil wars where states begin to have their own borders, you might be able to leave your blue state, but I can't guarantee you free passage into a red one. See the dilemma?
Yeah, it's going to be bad, folks. It really is. Well, you look out the window today and everything's fairly normal, but these threats keep coming. And for the President of the United States to threaten at least 50%, and I believe it's much higher, actually, of the people with jail or FEMA camps or even death, you got a problem with Biden. Biden is a lowlife. He's scum of the earth. He really is. Or he wouldn't be making those kind of threats. And like they went after Trump. I just saw some pictures where Trump had thrown all this stuff all over the floor, top secret stuff. Are people so stupid they actually believe Trump would do that? This is the DOJ and the FBI that did that. And then they take a picture and say, oh, Trump did all that. They are liars and liars and liars. Well, their fate is already sealed unless they repent. And once the church is gone, they're going to have to put their heads in the guillotine to get into heaven. Otherwise, they're going straight down, not up. Anyway, here's another one that's really interesting. U.S. life expectancy drops again, marking the worst two-year decline in a century. Oh, isn't that interesting? The last 2 years, 2021, 22. Well, isn't that when the jab was in effect? Can people connect the dots anymore? Or are they just simply unable to do that? I don't know, Larry. It's amazing.
Go ahead. What's shocking, too, you're talking about on the War Room today with Steve Bannon was Dr. Naomi Wolf. I know you know who that is. Anyway, here's a comment she made from some of their investigation, and they proved this. Now, I'm going to read this paragraph, and I'd like your opinion. Dr. Naomi Wolf says mRNA vaccines were constructed to cross every human barrier into every organ of the host, even the birth placenta. This is a massive crime against humanity. This violates every medical oath that exists.
Yes. Yep. Unfortunately, it does. And is anything going to be done about it? No. No. Nobody's hanging from a rope. They've already got the proof. They got total proof, scientific proof. Is anybody doing anything about it? No, not at all. Here's a headline, Larry. It's kind of scary. Iran prepares to take out Israel right after Iran deal is signed. That sounds kind of ominous as well, because aren't they about ready to sign that now?
Yeah, from what I'm hearing, and as a matter of fact, the leadership of Israel for the last week has been trying to talk to Biden urgently about this Iranian situation, and he will not respond. For days, he refused even can you imagine the Prime Minister of Israel calling it on an urgent phone call that Biden will not answer, that no one will talk to him? But then I think Biden finally made some kind of communication. Well, you can figure out how intelligent that was, if you want to use that word. But as a matter of fact, this is what's interesting, Stuart. You can't even call him a newscaster. He's a fool. He's a pundit on MSNBC. Biden just appointed him to the White House as the intelligence guru, I suppose. He's going to read Biden all the intelligence. He's the one on MSNBC that continually banged the drums about the Russia, Russia hoax and all the investigations of Trump. I mean, this Washington, D.C. has gone insane, Stuart. It is literally, that's my words, insane.
They are. Well, the Lord said, I will smite you with insanity. And he's done it. Here's another headline. Priceless. The very NIH who told everyone that using ivermectin to treat COVID was idiocy. Guess what? They're now telling doctors that ivermectin is now approved COVID treatment. This is how insane this gets. This is how these lowlifes, these scum of the earth, in Washington now operate. They were the ones who laughed at everybody, who all the scientists and all the doctors who said, get ivermectin, even if you have to get the horse medicine. Get it. It'll help you. Well,
that's what I did. Yeah, I was going to mention, Stuart, that's exactly what I did. I used, me and Darnett used horse ivermectin, and it helped a lot. And you know, then the other treatments we got over it, and we were healed of it. But, and now suddenly, guess what? Wow, it works.
Yeah, they're distancing themselves, folks. That's what they're doing. They're trying to distance themselves so they don't hang from a rope where they all ought to be. They ought to be swinging. Really, I'm deadly serious about this. Under normal circumstances, people like Fossey and Burks, who've now written a book admitting half of this stuff, they would be swinging from a rope. They would have been found guilty of crimes against humanity. But not now. That sort of thing is in. We want to kill off the people, the rich men say. So this is what we're going to do. Here's another headline, and this goes into Red Elk. Mount St. Helens magma chamber is recharging. More than 88 earthquakes rattled the dangerous volcano in the last 30 days. Red Elk said that Mount St. Helens was going to explode again, along with Mount Rainier and some of the other big volcanoes. And if I remember right, Stan Dale had a vision about that they all went off basically at the same time. Anyway, another headline, U.S. 7th Fleet says its warships transiting the Taiwan Strait. See how we keep pushing China? Sooner or later, they want their war, got to have it. The deep state, global deep state, the rich men of the earth want their war. Psalm 2 war. It has many fronts. And anyway, another one. John Stockton claims to have a list of hundreds of vaccinated athletes that have dropped dead on the field. Oh, no. They died from something else. Yeah, sure they did. Anyway, Larry, last word.
Well, we just need to keep our eyes on Europe, over in Europe, in Asia, with Taiwan, and right here at good old USA, because it appears USA will not be that anymore. We're headed for something really, really bad. And, you know, you said it yourself. You said something has to happen. There's something. We're on the verge of something happening.
Yeah. Super Bubble, Jeremy Grantham says historic crash has begun. We're on the verge of the biggest economic downfall since the Great Depression, bigger than 2000, 2008, 2020 crashes combined. These warnings are going out all over the place, folks, even from people who are in deep into the banking system. They are warning people this is going to be nasty, real nasty.
Hey, Friday.
Yeah, go ahead, Larry.
I was just going to mention real quick with what you're talking about, Hal Turner posted at Covert Intelligence, says that Pope Francis has officially sent the word to all Vatican entities worldwide to move all their assets and monies by September the 29th and no later to the Vatican Bank. So the Vatican is pulling everything they've got from the world back to the Vatican.
Yep, they know. Pope obviously knows. He's an insider. They know what's coming. The American people, the people of the world, are being played like a fiddle. And anyway, here's the last headline I'll give you. A deadly winter is coming as experts predict millions will be without electricity while the number of food shortages increases. Why would they be out of electricity? Because they can't pay for it. And what's going on overseas in England, people are getting handed bills of $10,000 for 2 months of electricity. That can easily come here to America, folks. Wake up. This is going to be deadly serious, so serious I can't even express it, and let alone what happens to the Christian church. And judgment from the Lord, and it's going to be horrendous. And I don't know what to say to people anymore. Do you, Larry? I don't know how to reach anybody. It's like they've turned a deaf ear to it, all of it.
Yeah, it's getting difficult. But I would tell people, We're basically in fall now, or will be shortly, and really it looks like the cold is coming early. Have something besides electricity, to a way to heat your home. Do your best to do that.
Yep, amen to that. Well, thanks, everyone. We'll have a show Friday night. Take care. Good night. Thanks, Larry.